In the Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Matthew, glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said, "Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ravenous wolves. You will know them by their fruits. Are grapes gathered from thorns, or figs from thistles? In the same way, every tree bears good fruit, but the bad tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor can a bad tree bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Thus you will know them by their fruits." This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
May I speak in the name of our living God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. Although I'm not actually preaching on the psalm, I'd like us to remember the words from that psalm: seek the Lord and his strength, seek his presence continually. I think we all need to keep those words in our hearts. I, for one, love fruit, and British strawberries this year are heavenly. Have you tried them? Delicious. I have a friend who's allergic to strawberries, and my heart goes out to her. The presence of any fruit in a meal or snack never fails to whet my appetite. And there's much reference to fruit in the Bible, beginning, of course, with the Adam and Eve apple incident in the Garden of Eden, to which I shall refer later. We've talked a lot during Pentecost and Trinity Sunday about the fruits of the Spirit, and all varieties of Christ-likeness in our lives are reasons to rejoice in God's work in us. Continuing that theme, we read in today's Gospel, "Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire." Well, that's hardly a minor warning, is it? This reading begins with the words, "Watch out for false prophets." So what's this all about with reference to fruit? In essence, this is a call to be discerning, to not be misled by outward appearances, and to recognise genuine teachers by their fruits, which means by their actions and their teachings. But I don't really think we can restrict this to just teachers of the faith. It doesn't all rest on us, Paul. Though surely it applies to all of us Christians to be conduits of God's word, all of us here today. We should all reflect the love of Christ through what we do and say, through the fruits of our spirits. There is a danger here, though, that points to us being judgmental in our assessment of others. This passage isn't an invitation to judge others' private lives, but rather to discern the truthfulness and authenticity of those who claim to speak for God as Christians of today, which, as I said, certainly includes looking at ourselves. In essence, when we consider the implications of that phrase from our Gospel, "by their fruits you will recognize them," it encourages believers to be discerning, to examine the evidence of a transformed life, and to seek God's wisdom in identifying whatever and whoever is leading them towards truth, or adversely, leading them astray. I'm sure that we'd all like to think that we're old enough and experienced enough to be discerning, but it is easy to be led astray. Back we go to that episode in the Garden of Eden. Certainly the fruit of the spirit of self-control wasn't exhibited there, but it's as prevalent today too. The core message is that actions speak louder than words. While someone might claim to be righteous or have good intentions, their true nature is revealed in how they live their life and how they treat others. The advice is that we should try to mirror Christ in all that we do and say, in order to be able to put this into practice. That's a tall order amidst the distractions of society today, but it's certainly a solid foundation on which to build our lives. I'd like you to think of your life as the original Garden of Eden, the unsullied version before the temptation took hold. We are Adams and Eves of today and must observe God's instructions not to taste the fruit from the forbidden trees in our lives. So go from this place and enjoy the benefits that will come from sharing the goodness of that spiritual fruit, that fruit bowl full of love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. And I promise that you'll benefit from much more than a daily dose of vitamin C. Amen.